About 2,000 Palestinian policemen, some firing in the air, stormed into the Palestinian Parliament building in Gaza City in protest over unpaid salaries. The cash-strapped Hamas government has not fully paid the salaries of 165,000 government employees since it took power 8 months ago. That includes 80,000 police, most of whom belong to the rival and more moderate Fatah faction. Fatah accuses Hamas of paying its own private militia while neglecting members of the regular security forces. Hamas is broke in the wake of international sanctions imposed because of its refusal to recognize Israel and renounce violence. Palestinian analyst Wadia Abu Nasser says Hamas is losing support.
Hamas now is losing a lot of credit in the Palestinian street because many people were disappointed that Hamas came with a lot of promises. They claim that they will help the Palestinians going out of their economic crisis, but they helped mainly themselves.
Hamas is trying to bypass Western sanctions through donations from the Arab world and especially Iran. Iran has already paid $120 million to the Hamas government, and officials say they expect a pledge of an additional $30 million a month. But Abu Nasser says that does not solve the problem.
The Iranian money which came didn't help all Palestinians. It helped mainly the Hamas activists, and these are tiny minorities of the Palestinian society.
Palestinian police also held protest marches in the West Bank town of Jenin. And in Hebron, dozens of parents broke into a clinic closed down by a health workers' strike demanding vaccinations for their babies. Hamas officials accused moderate Palestinian president and Fatah leader Mahmoud Abbas of orchestrating the protests in a bid to topple the elected government. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。